Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of experiencing your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for mercy that triumphs over judgment, Lord. Thank you that we are vessels of mercy now in Jesus, in the Spirit, in the kingdom, in fellowship, and in obedience, Lord. Thank you, Father God, you've taken us out of the wrath of the judgment into the righteous judgment, Lord. So thank you for this word here again that just clarifies and encourages us that mercy triumphs over judgment. He who gives no mercy receives no mercy. So Father God, help us to speak and act in mercy, in your love, in your leading, in your spirit at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 9, verse 16 to 18. So then it's not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to the Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. Therefore he has mercy on whom he wills, and whom he wills he hardens.
Sure, this is powerful when we see this, you know, that, and yes, in this old covenant, the whole understanding of what God requires is made evident to us in the examples he gives us. We saw last week Jacob and Esau, and they both born in the fall into darkness, but Jacob came to the Lord, wrestled with the Lord, became a new creation, and Jacob came and he became Israel. His name changed, he became a new creation. And then he stayed in the light, in the council, where Esau missed out on the blessing. So you've got a picture of that in the New Covenant, where it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be not conformed to the pattern of this world. Esau was conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, and Jacob was transformed by the renewing of his mind. So you got what God likes, and you see there what God hates. And then here you, this morning's reading, you see again, God always gets glorified. You either a good example or a bad example. And here we see a bad example again, but God is glorified because he shows his power, that he's bigger than Pharaoh, and that Pharaoh was a king. Many people thought he was a god, and God showed how God superseded, and he lost his life. He was losing his life and he lost his life. And then on the other side, you had Moses. Moses was a vessel of honor, a vessel of mercy, obedience. And we see the goodness, the power of God coming in goodness there in his life. And then we need to look around 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians points out there that the wicked one, the devil, is out like a roaring lion. And who has he embraced? Psalm 2 tells us the kings of this world, the deceptive rulers and the puppets, the minions, the antichrist deceivers, they're the ones that's polluting this world. They're the ones that are deceived. And then you see them there in 2 Thessalonians, and then beautifully you see the bride. You see the body of Christ. So you have the corpse of Satan and you have the body of Christ, the bride. And you see there the requirements as well of being the bride, holding on to truth. And truth is a big factor here. The people that don't know the truth and don't hold on to the truth, they're the ones that are deceived and they perish at the end. But praise God that those who know the truth abide in the truth. Jesus says it so nice. You want to be my true disciple, you'll abide in my word and you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is reality. And then also John 10:10, the devil comes to lie, steal, kill and destroy, but Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. Arise and shine, for you are the vessels of mercy that have life in abundance, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.